When you pretend that you don't have needs or desires, you show up hungry, angry, and tired. Even though you always begin with the best of intentions, you end up snapping at your humans and feeling guilty for speaking harshly. In today's episode of Quiet Your Mind Chatter, you will learn how to fill up your cup by trying new fun things. You get to experiment! Yahoo! With your feel-good cup overflowing, you will show up for your humans feeling good. Then you won't have to manipulate yourself into being nice. It'll just happen naturally. Today's episode starts right now. From Maui, Hawaii, my favorite place on the whole planet, I'm Lucky, and this is Quiet Your Mind Chatter. Life as a human is kind of like experiment day in science class. Woohoo! Didn't you love experiment day in science class? I loved doing experiments in science class. It was really cool. The two science teachers that I adored the most were Mrs. Bennett and Dr. Haley Oliphant. Awesome women, excellent teachers, and they made science class really fun. It was good all the time, at least pretty good. A lot of the time it was like regular class where you learn new information and it's a lot of work. But once in a while we would have experiment day. It was so fun. My classmates and I would walk into the classroom expecting to crack open our textbooks like the other days of the week. And then we would see on the lab tables beakers and instruments to measure ingredients were all set up. Yay! Thank you to all of the science class teachers who go to all the trouble to set everything up for your students to come in and rock it and have fun. My goal for you today is for you to see your life as a science class. Yes, a lot of the time we need to do the regular textbook work, but once in a while it is experiment day and we get to play around and have fun and learn new things. Not necessarily about science, but about ourselves. Why am I encouraging you to see your life as a science class and do science experiments to learn about yourself? Because even though we do know about ourselves, we've lived with ourselves for many, many years, there are wonderful things inside of us that we have yet to unlock and yet to develop. One of my favorite ways to help my fellow humans discover how to quiet their mind chatter is to discover things that please them, to discover things that are pleasurable for them. When you show up as a happy, healthy human, your mind is happy and healthy, and it's not spinning with mind chatter. As Shakespeare wrote, "This above all, to thine own self be true." If you are loving others by depleting yourself, that's not love. That's codependence. You are possibly looking for validation and love through others. Yes, you can get that small kind, as we say here on the islands, in a small way. You can receive love and affirmation from others. When you give yourself love and affirmation and you please yourself first, your cup is overflowing and you get to share that with others. You're not necessarily at that point looking to a large degree to others to fill up your cup. Because even if they do, I have friends that I adore. When I spend time with them, I feel really good at the conclusion of our conversation or our outing. But then I'm back here by myself, with myself, by myself, in my own head. If I only receive fulfillment through others, then I'm going to spend so much time in my life chasing that. It'll feel good for a while, and then that feeling will go away, and then I'll need to chase that down again. When you're true to yourself, when you find things that please you, you fill up your own cup. You allow life, you allow God, You allow Mother Nature to fill up your cup. That's much more stable than depending on others to fill up your cup. When you pretend that you don't have needs or desires, you end up showing up hungry, angry, and tired. When you spend time with the people you adore, you begin with the best of intentions. But if you're hungry and angry and tired, you end up snapping at them and then feeling guilty for snapping at them. If you are a person who tries to be selfless, you probably succeed at putting others first much of the time, but you also may build up resentments against those people that you hold dear. I think of that as bricks of resentment around your heart. The next time you want to give to your spouse, your child, your sibling, your coworker, you have those bricks around your heart. You remember, oh, the last time I gave to you, you didn't return the favor. You didn't show appreciation enough. If you are dedicated to achieving selflessness, if that's your version of love, know that the pendulum will always swing until it finds balance. If you give and give and give until you have nothing left, and that feels good to you, that feels good that you are totally depleted, that means you've given all your love and you're finally worthwhile. The next time, the pendulum will swing in the opposite direction. You will shut down and not be available at all, or you'll be grouchy. When you are true to yourself, when you fill up your cup and choose joy on a regular basis, that pendulum will be swinging in the middle. You will not need to show others that you are so selfless and dedicated to them, and therefore you deserve their love. You don't need to do that because you filled up your own cup with an overflowing love for yourself. It is very important to have social connections and social support, and to have an equal exchange of love between you and people in your support network. I 100% support you in building your support network, starting with you supporting yourself. Okay, so how to discover yourself through experiments. Yay, you get to discover yourself. The cool thing is that I have found in my life, when I try things that are new in an attempt to find new things that please me, I discover things about myself that are true now, and I open the door to developing myself into new ways. Focus on your breath while we take this quick break. Is your life out of balance? You have way too much of this and never enough of that. My book, Willing Souls, How to Brave Uncertainty and Find Peace, is a practical guide on finding balance and peace in your life no matter what is going on around you. It's available through my site, wellnesswithlucky.com, or on Amazon. Let's break it down. How to do a science experiment to discover what rocks your boat. You brave one baby step toward the discovery of you. If you're unsure what fuels your fire, ask yourself these questions. What fills up my tank? What feels good to me spiritually, physically, emotionally, and intellectually? I'm a writer, so I always advocate for people to write. Writing can be with pencil and paper, it can be on your laptop, it can be using your thumbs on your phone. If writing is not a good fit for you, use voice dictation. Create a video of yourself of answering these questions. What feels good to you spiritually? You don't need to analyze it. You're simply putting thoughts out there, writing them down, speaking them into your phone, or creating a video. What feels good to you spiritually? Going to church, looking at trees, going for a hike, meditating, reading spiritual books, stream of conscious. You're writing down a bunch of ideas. This is not a time to commit. You're not saying that everything you put down on this list, I have to try. No, not at all. You're simply writing down ideas. What feels good to you physically? Being in water, that feels good to me physically. Dancing, going for a stroll, going for a hardcore run, taking a shower. What feels good to you physically? What feels good in your body? What feels good to you emotionally? Think of activities that you've tried in the past that felt good to you emotionally, having a conversation with a friend, with a talk therapist, watching a certain kind of movie, listening to certain kinds of songs. You're starting a list of things that feel good to you. For me, it's easiest to start with things that I've tried in the past and that felt good for me. Once I get those down on paper, then new ideas come forth. In the past, I've enjoyed reading poetry. That made me feel good emotionally. That could spark an idea that going to a reading of poetry, watching videos of people reading their poetry. I've never done that. Maybe that would be a positive emotional support for me. What feels good to you intellectually? Do you enjoy playing chess? Have you been a part of a club where you sit around and talk about intellectual topics? When you were in school and college or high school and your teacher assigned you a research project and it was really challenging, but oh man, it was so intellectually gratifying. Write those things down. Maybe right now it's not a good fit for you to take a college course. I bet there's some way, some outlet where you can find a new way to support yourself intellectually. You get your list done of things that make you feel good spiritually, physically, emotionally, intellectually. Maybe it's a really long list. Pick one of those things and try it. Maybe it's a really short list. You struggled with this. Either way, you really just need one thing to start with. One science experiment. In science class on experiment day, we focused on one thing. Our science teacher didn't try to have us figure out all the questions scientifically that were posed in the world at that moment. We just worked on one little thing. Your entire life is an awesome science experiment. You probably don't have your awesome science teachers that you did in middle school and high school. Now you have God as your knowledgeable and caring teacher. God has set up your lab with every instrument and every ingredient that you could possibly need to succeed. God, like my science teachers in high school, offers non-intrusive support as you discover what develops after mixing this with that. You will definitely have a variety of lab partners to help you process what you're learning. Some of your lab partners you will adore. Other lab partners will be less pleasant, we'll just say, but they're the ones that are going to provide the space for you to grow. As you complete each new experiment, you are the one who gets to interpret the results. Others can give you their opinions. Your gut will tell you what works for you. If it takes you several tries over months or years to come up with activities in your life that truly fulfill you, perfect. That is proof that you have plenty of time to explore and to figure out what ingredients you need to mix in which order to get the outcome that you desire, which is fulfillment, which is fun, which is laughter and joy. Even if you discover an amazing option on the first try, you are an evolving human. Your wants and your needs will change over time, which necessitates more experimentation. Yahoo! Another experiment day. You get to discover every week, every month, every year, what you desire right then and there. And it is lucky for you that the universe provides a top-notch science lab open 24 hours a day. Adventuring into new lands, whether geographically or spiritually, makes for a fun and fulfilling life. Today's wellness tool is to try something new as a fun experiment. As today's episode comes to a close, I am thankful for you to focus on yourself, finding fun things that you can create in your life, that you can enjoy. The wellness tool today is to try something new as a fun experiment. You made a list of things that might fulfill you. Try one this week. If it turned you on, great. Do it again. See if there's other ways that you can explore that option. If you don't like it, check it off the list. You're not committed to doing it ever again. I am excited for you to discover new things about yourself and to open the door to creating a path to happiness, even when that path takes some unexpected turns. Does anyone read books anymore? I do. You too? Sweet. I've got a good one for you. My life coaching book, Willing Souls, How to Brave Uncertainty and Find Peace. To purchase an ebook or hardback, there's a link in the show notes to my site, wellnesswithlucky.com, or buy it on Amazon.